Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. First movie news of the new year, and happy new year to you.
And same to you.
Good to have you back with us. We're going to do a little bit of looking ahead in a moment, but of course the Golden Globes happening tomorrow night. Always interesting night.
I like the Golden Globes. I think
they're a bit more fun, aren't they?
A bit more fun. I suppose, firstly, they're in the hotel, so everyone's having a meal and they're, you know, a bit more relaxed around the tables. But I also like the infusion of TV and movies together. It makes it an interesting night. And I suppose as well, the fact that it's the sort of first one in the calendar in terms of the big awards shows. It's always a good one to watch and to sort of see. And there's a lot of great stuff in
there. A lot of great stuff. I'm kind of surprised Ricky Gervais is back, I have to say, as host.
This is his fourth time presenting it. And I suppose, you know, how is he going to navigate? Because previously he really went to the edge with some of the stuff.
I prefer Tina Fey or somebody like that doing it, but there you go.
But look, ratings. They want ratings for these things. And everyone's going to probably tune in to see what he says. And it'll certainly result in sort of little clips going around the internet in terms of, you know, I think the famous one was him introducing Mel Gibson at one stage, and it was just a hilarious jive, and everybody likes that. It was very cold. So you can expect more of that.
All right. Let's look at some of the categories. Best Picture?
This is hard to call. I mean, you've got The Irishman, Marriage Story, 1917, Joker, and The Two Popes. So
it's a tough call. It's a very tough call. I really liked all of those movies. Yeah.
I think what you're going to find, and certainly when we go through the categories, it'll be a little bit of momentum probably that will probably happen with some of the films. Like, it's a huge year for Netflix, obviously, you know, pushing
the Marriage Story and Two Popes in there. Yeah. And so, The Irishman. Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I mean, I have a feeling Joker might come through because when you combine how it did at the box office, in terms of the reaction as well, it might be the one. But it's almost like, how do you put it up against a Martin Scorsese movie? A Marriage Story
I absolutely adored. Yeah. I know. And you know, I'm finding the actor and actress categories really hard because there's so much talent in there. Go through Best Actress for us.
Yeah, so you've got Cynthia Erivo for Harriet, Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story, Saoirse Ronan for Little Women, Charlize Theron for Bombshell, and Renee Zellweger for Judy. So I see what you mean.
Really, really good. I mean, I think for me, it's sort of between Renée Zellweger for Judy and Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story, but very good performances all round. And it's sort of the same for me in Best Actor. I'm sort of between Joaquin Phoenix for Joker and again, Adam Driver for Marriage Story. But I also adored Antonio Banderas in Pain and Glory. Hard.
Can you see Joaquin Phoenix been stopped?
Probably not.
Just, I think, going back to what we were saying about momentum and a film carrying through, we will see it. I think it will start cropping up in different categories. But like, of course, you can apply it to Marriage Story. You can apply it to Joker, but maybe, you know, in terms of presence, Joker was a massive hit worldwide.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that might carry it through when it comes to that. Just in terms of, like, you know, the interesting thing about the Golden Globes is they always honor musical or comedy as well, which is great.
Which opens it up a bit more.
It does open it up. So you have the likes of Beanie Feldstein for Booksmart, Emma Thompson for Late Night, you know. And then if you go over to the actors, you've got Daniel Craig in Knives Out. This is a movie people really liked as well.
Yeah, and therefore Taron Egerton gets in there with Rocketman.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why it narrows down when you get to the likes of the Oscars. You don't have that sort of extended feel of people to be able to choose from. Talking about television, because it's been a great year for TV series So in that category, Big Little Lies, The Crown, Killing Eve, The Morning Show, and Succession.
Yeah, TV
where would you place your money in that category?
It's tricky, isn't it?
I would go for Succession. To me, that was a fantastic series. It sort of grew with momentum. It was, you know, a weekly show that sort of came out. There was no binge watching with it, and so it built the audience as it went along. Now, it'll be hard beat The Crown.
Yeah.
The Crown has a lot of fans out there, but I do think for
people
me
love
anyway,
Killing Eve as well.
I just think Succession, certainly, if I was betting person, which I'm not, that's the one I would potentially go for.
And for those wondering where is Fleabag, it's under the TV series musical or comedy again.
Yes, which, and that's a great, you know, category, it's a great category as well. Yeah. Barry's in there, The Kominsky Method, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and The Politician.
Yeah.
Now, I do think, look, I think Fleabag is going to walk away with that one. I really think in terms of...
And I think Phoebe Waller-Bridge might well get She's up for actress in that too, isn't she?
She is. Best actress in a TV series, musical or comedy. Mm. And, you know, Rachel Brosnahan has won a couple of times for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, but other people in that category, you know, Kirsten Dunst, Christine Applegate, it's a strong category. But I just think, talking about, you know, how certainly following on from the Emmy wins and the likes, America has taken this show to heart.
Yeah.
I think the Hollywood Foreign Press recognise the success it has
it
been.
That's
why it's in there in the nominations. And I think you're going to see some more of those cool photos of her by the pool with some Golden Globes.
Indeed.
This time.
And of course, our own Andrew Scott, we have to wish him well for tomorrow night.
He's in a bag
as well.
He's in a category called Best Supporting Actor in a Series, Limited Series, or Motion Picture Made for TV. So it's a strong category
as well. Fingers crossed for him.
Yeah, Alan Arkin for The Kominsky Method, Kieran Culkin for Succession, Stellan Skarsgård for Chernobyl. And actually, Chernobyl's in the Best Limited Series Made for TV category. So it'll probably be a big winner on the night.
Possibly.
I reckon, as well.
Fossey Verden, I adored, though. It's in there.
Yes,
it's in there
true.
Too. Oh, serious competition
now,
this year.
Tom Hanks is going to be getting the Cecil B. DeMille Award on the night, adding to, 8 Golden Globes that he's already won. He's been nominated 15 times. Really good choice. And then on the TV side, Ellen DeGeneres will receive the Carol Burnett Award. So lots to look forward
good
to.
Good speeches, I would imagine there. Good acceptance speeches.
I would imagine
speeches.
So.
Yes.
And if you're wondering about the Academy Awards, well, the announcement for those nominations will be Monday, January 13th.
Okay, so Monday week for those dying to see those. And you know, in some ways you think, are the Golden Globes an indicator? Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't.
Well, there's only 90 people, I think, vote in the Hollywood Foreign Press,
this
so I don't think it's an indicator. What you have to do is look across the acting guilds, the writing guilds. That will start to give you an indication, because they're all the voting members then in each category in the Academy, and that would start to give
you
an indication.
So it's a whole different ballgame, isn't it?
Yeah,
okay.
So it's a bit of fun.
Best wishes to all, especially the Irish contingent, tomorrow night at the Golden Globes. We'll get to see them on telly on Monday. Now, the other thing you wanted to bring to our attention this afternoon, Garrett, is it's a really strong-looking year for Irish film.
There's an excellent selection of Irish film coming our way this year on
Wonderful.
The big screen. So I'll go through a few of them, mention some that's coming. On March 27th, we're going to have Vivarium. We've spoken about this before because it played at Cannes last year. Lorcan Finnegan directs this. It's about a couple looking for the perfect home, find themselves trapped in a mysterious labyrinth like neighbourhood of identical houses. Imogen Poots and Jesse Eisenberg starring in that one. A tinge of sadness around the release of Wildfire, directed by Kathy Brady, because its lead actress Nikki McGuigan passed away only a short while ago, and Nora Jane Noon stars in that as well. This is the story of two sisters who grew up on a fractious Irish border, and one of them, who's gone missing, finally returns home. The intense bond with her sister is reignited. So we look forward to the release of Wildfire. No date as yet.
Okay.
No date either for Cam with Horses, but this played at Toronto. It's set in the darkest rural Ireland. It's an ex-boxer, has become the feared enforcer for the drug-dealing family nearby, while also trying to get to be a good father to his autistic 5-year-old son, Jack. Really good cast in this. Barry Keoghan, Niamh Algar, Ned Dennehy starring in that. We've also got Here Are the Young Men. Owen Macken directs that. That's looking interesting. Anya Taylor-Joy and Ferdia Walsh-Pilo starring in it. Some movies that are playing at the Dublin International Film Festival, one that was announced is Sea Fever, directed by Nessa Hardiman. The crew of a West of Ireland trawler marooned at sea struggle for their lives against a growing parasite in their water supply. It's a thriller. You might like that. Writer-director Paddy Slattery has his new film, Broken Law, coming out. That will be released during the summer. And then Rialto, which is written by Mark O'Halloran, directed by Peter Mackey Burns. In the wake of his father's death, Colin must come to terms with his actions and find the resolve to halt the crumbling facade of his home, his family, and everything he has built. Tom Vaughan Lawler leading the cast in that. And then finally, another movie that's going to be at the Dublin International Film Festival is Herself, which is directed
by sound of this.
Philippa Lloyd. Claire Dunn has written it alongside Malcolm Campbell, but it's the story of Sandra, and Claire Dunn stars in it, who on the surface of it is a young mum struggling to provide her two young daughters with a warm, safe, and happy home to grow up in. And beneath the surface, she has a steely determination to change their lives for the better. And when it comes clear that there is no other options left to her, she decides to build it herself from scratch. So Conleth Hill also starring in that with Harriet Walters.
Isn't that an amazing list of
that's
Irish
a great
films?
List,
that's
fantastic. Just a selection. There are more. There are lots more.
Well, that is good news indeed. Just a quick look at the main new release in cinemas this weekend is Jojo Rabbit.
Cigarette?
Oh, no thanks. I don't smoke.
Let me give you some really good advice. Be the rabbit. The humble bunny can outwit all of his enemies. He's brave and sneaky and strong, Be the rabbit.
Jojo! Are you all right, Jojo? Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
Yeah, that's Jojo Rabbit. Garrett, I think quirky is the word for this one. I saw it and I have to say I really enjoyed it. It's a real black comedy. It's not going to be for everybody, but I thought it was very good.
Probably perfect for the start of the year, exactly. Having a black comedy. And it did well on the festival circuit as well. So, it got numerous awards and a lot of interest from people as well. So,
Your imaginary friend is Adolf Hitler, basically, in this of a young boy. Yes. So it's an extraordinary tale, but I quite enjoyed it. You're just going to trail ahead briefly to some Netflix news for us?
Yeah, just to give a quick mention to what's coming streaming-wise for some people. If you're a fan of Grace and Frankie, season 6 of that is happening on the 15th. That's the long-running comedy series starring Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. Hip Hop Evolution season 4 comes on the 17th. I know a lot of people like that series. And one that I like myself a lot is Sex Education season 2. That's going to be released on the streamer on the 17th. That's the follow-up to the critically acclaimed comedy drama. Chilling Adventures of Sabrina part 3 comes on the 24th of January, and Ragnarok is coming on the 31st of January as well. And then one that I'm really looking forward to, but we have to wait till February 24th, is the final season of the Breaking Bad spin-off, that is Better Call Saul season 5, where they'll be ending this story of the lawyer Saul Goodman. I look forward to that.
Lots to look forward to, Garrett. Thanks a million.
Thank you.